Keshana.
I'm Zenobia.
I'm Grace.
And I'm Alex.
I'm Lisa.
I'm Linaya.
I'm Andre.
And today we're going to be talking about conspiracy theories!
Don't y'all love conspiracy theories?
Okay.
I love conspiracy
theories. Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4,
I say no.
Hell
yeah.
No.
All right.
We're Christian.
Sorry. Just so you know, guys, we're not actually conspiracy theorists, but we are putting on our tinfoil hats for today.
Yep.
So
yep.
I hope you guys are also crumpling up some tinfoil.
Average outcome.
I thought you were coughing up.
Okay, Brianna, what conspiracy theory you have for us today?
I'll be talking about the Montauk Project.
Ooh. What is that? Zionists.
Oh. So, I'm guessing you guys have heard of the show Stranger Things, right?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah, my
well, it's based on that. So, Montauk is here, located here in New York, at the tip of Long Island. And there is located a camp called Camp Hero. It's actually a military base that is now abandoned and has been turned into a park in the year 2002.
Dang. I mean, dang.
Camp Hero? Camp Hero was built in 1942 and was originally used for a coastal defense station. Thing is, the place looks very creepy because it's supposed to be disguised as a fishing village. So basically, it's just a bunker, concrete, with fake windows, fake outside housing, fake roof. Yeah.
So
damn.
I mean,
yeah, that's how it is right now. And you can't go into any of the buildings because it's like everything's blocked off.
Oh, wow.
Also,
so what's the theory for that?
We're going to get into it. Wow. So right now, so recently, tunnels underneath have been like found and stuff. But before they were, it was created into a park, they filled up majority of the tunnels.
With what?
Concrete, so you can't get in there.
Oh, wow.
And so nobody knows what they were doing in the tunnels. And when you don't give answers, people start to question.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so Camp Hero was built in 1942, like I said. And in 1968, ANFPS 35 radar was built to help detect on airplanes during the war. So that radar actually affected TVs in the area, causing like headaches, people said.
Headaches, you said?
Yeah.
Wait, what? From the TVs?
Like the TV would start, like the radar affected the TVs, and the TVs would go like making these sounds, and it started hurting people's heads. Okay. The base was discontinued in 1981, just letting everybody know. There's two conspiracy theories, basically one dealing with time traveling, but right now I'm going to focusing on human experiments going on.
What's so funny about that one?
Okay, so a man named Brian Minnick and his friends were exploring the base before it was turned into a park and saw rooms covered in psychedelic wallpaper and locked doors.
Oh my god.
Yeah. And just to like push into like that this wouldn't be the first time people have discovered that the US has been doing human experiments for years. In the 1950s, the CIA started a project called MK Ultra that lasted for 10 years. The experiments were performed all over the U.S. in different places, not only in the main place that they talk about in that case. So, if there's different places, we don't know.
Wow. Brianna, what's MK
Ultra? Yeah, I'm gonna get into that. So, basically, it was a project that the U.S. would experiment with psychedelic drugs. And these drugs would be mind-altering drugs in hopes that the people there could control the people that they're experimenting on. They could control them.
Mm.
Yeah.
Very
and
sus.
We can't leave behind the US's long history of experimentation, such as testing Birth Control of Puerto Ricans and the Tuskegee Study of Untreated Syphilis.
Oh, what's syphilis again?
It's a disease that could kill you. And so basically, there was like, so basically the government withheld like,
information?
No. I'm trying to remember the word for it. Like help, for like getting help to get rid of syphilis. Like they said that they were giving them help, but they weren't, and they just let them die.
Oh no. Quite harsh.
And all the responses to this, the CIA and for MK Ultra, the CIA said that basically they have improved and are no longer testing. And they made mistakes in the past, but they have fixed that. I don't believe that.
Well, it's probably not legal, right? Like, officially legal, I suppose. Or it was illegal back then, right?
Yeah, the MK Ultra thing was illegal. Mm-hmm. It was done illegally. Like, they took workers and homeless people and took them and would test them without them, like, giving approval and stuff like that. Yeah.
Do you fully believe in, like, the conspiracy theory behind it?
Okay, I don't believe in, like, the time-traveling conspiracy.
Could you go into it for, like, a little bit? I'm just curious.
So, basically, there was this person that wrote a book, and he was said how it's fictional that they put it under, but it was, like, how he was there and how he would be going into different dimensions and stuff like that. What? And it was just...
It wasn't adding up.
It wasn't adding up, so that's why I didn't add it to this, but... I do believe that they could have been human testing there.
Would it make for a great TV show?
It would.
Stranger Things.
Oh, there we go. Yeah, there we get it. Yeah. Like 5 seasons of that.
Going into like time traveling, like The Simpsons, people say that. People said that like The Simpsons, they believe that the creators are like time travelers because their predictions is like very accurate to what's gonna happen like now.
I heard that.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of.
You have an example?
Actually, most writers and Simpsons are actually really smart. Like all the writers for Simpsons are, I believe, like all like high graduate students from Harvard. I'm not even joking. Yeah.
They
went to like. Oh, I don't know that.
No. They're like.
They predict Trump winning?
No. So around that time, Trump was in election, but never won. It's all really is. It's just convenience.
There was like another one that they predicted was like COVID.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I remember that.
But I heard like sometimes, like they'll go back and edit episodes.
Really? And then
that it goes more with
high level gaslighting.
One prediction they made was like AI taking over.
I mean, that's like every like movie, right?
Scary, bro.
Yeah, every movie.
Because like AI is slowly taking over right now.
It was like back in 2015.
Yeah, but scary. Recently, didn't like in what was it, Tesla?
The Tesla robot.
The robot.
Like basically tortured one of the engineers.
Yeah,
kill him.
Did they kill him?
They just like gripped him or something dug their whatever into the engineer. It was like full of bloody mess.
I'm pretty sure
he's not dead. Wait, he just ran away.
He ran away.
the helper robots.
It pinned him against the wall.
It's metal.
Now
imagine having metal.
All right, you're all done.
But yeah, I just think it's crazy how they're able to predict what happens before it even happens. Like, and then the fact that they go back and edit the episodes is crazy.
That's so
well. That's wild. At that point, that's just marketing.
Yeah, that's what I said. It's about money.
So is it a conspiracy theory? Or they're just messing with them.
That's a conspiracy theory.
All right.
Okay. So my conspiracy theory is about the Lisa Lam case. So
what's that?
Lisa Lam was a woman who was born in Vancouver, Canada, and
one of these days, she went to Los Angeles, not sure for what, but she visited this hotel called the Cecil Hotel. For background information, the Cecil Hotel has always been considered the most haunted hotels, with the amount of celebrities and people in general literally committing suicide in the buildings. This is what happened. Basically, the cameras of the Cecil Hotel caught Lisa Lam in playing with the elevator. Some people didn't understand why she was playing with the elevator, but apparently she was playing this game called the elevator game. Now, the elevator game is, it's a very complex game, but it's also simple. Mm-hmm. One must enter a 10-floor building, and they must proceed to travel in a specific sequence through floors. And once you hit, like, the last floor will have an alternate portal to a dangerous parallel world. Oh, yeah. So, of course, Lisa Lam was caught on camera playing this game. Now, here's the crazy thing. The crazy thing is that a couple hours go by, and apparently one of the hotel staff found her dead in a water tank. And this is where it gets confusing, because they don't know how she ended up in a water tank, right? Because the water tank was usually... the water tank was heavy to open. It was very heavy to open. So nobody knows how she got in there. Some people assume that she had a manic episode and ended up in there. And some people just thought, like, she was just... she just...
drugs.
She might have did drugs. So the conspiracy theory of this was that many people thought the elevator game was to blame for this. The elevator game was either blamed to this or she had a manic episode. To me, I morally believe she probably had a manic episode, because of course, for her, she was on, she was taking some medication, not sure what it was, but it might have made her went paranoid, and she might have traveled up to the roof and somehow opened up the water, the septic tank, and must have fell in there.
Like, yeah, that's even the question. Yeah.
Like,
question.
How?
It's the really heavy.
Because, like, it's
and
really
it's high
heavy.
Up, too.
She's yes. Cool. Another question. Did she, like, has a man or something? Like,
no, she was by herself by her trip.
No, but, like, records. Like, did she have boyfriend, ex-boyfriends?
That, I'm not too sure about that.
They never mentioned that.
Yeah, they
it's
never
like
really,
they didn't really dig too deep into it, because I think they kind of blamed it on, like,
yeah.
Like, people think it's, like, very paranormal also.
Yes,
I think we should,
like,
just, like, do research on the whole hotel. And
because
the hotel itself is
stayed there too.
Yeah, the hotel itself is very, very haunted. So many people have advised not to go there.
Right on time.
So many people have advised others not to go there. And of course, the hotel has been closed, but recently I think it opened back up in 2021.
They're trying to disguise the hotel.
They're
like,
it's
called the something.
That's not us. They want to change your name. That never happened at our hotel.
That's what they're trying to, like, you know.
Right. Change. Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right.
So,
but they can't wipe out everybody's
brain. So, her death did leave many people questioning what happened to her. Of course, my theory is, how did she end up in the water tank? And she might have had a manic episode that, of course, led to psychosis for her. And it's still questionable to this day. But, of course, her apparent death was drowning. So
can't really do, like, the autopsy.
Like, it's heavy and there's,
like,
so much water.
Yeah,
there's
so much
remember,
water.
People were using that water.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
The, water, the only
let's
reason they knew
that
she was in there was because the water was, like, black.
Yeah.
That's all,
yeah.
It's, like,
yeah,
it's around the water is black.
That's some, like,
yeah,
shining stuff right
just,
there.
Yeah.
That's, like, how they, that's why they checked the water, like, because they were trying to figure out what was making the water black.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow, yeah, that's dark.
Yeah, yeah, very nice.
It's
hopefully, does she have a family? Like,
yeah,
she did have family.
We give our prayers to her family.
That's your conspiracy about this, eh?
Avril Lavigne and how her fan base basically thinks she was replaced by her body double, Melissa Vandella.
Who's that?
Not like Vandella. Vandella.
Like Mandela.
Connections, oh people, connections. I'm sorry. Sorry to interrupt. Continue.
And yeah, they would use Melissa like just to like take Avril's place because she didn't really like the whole like being in the spotlight thing, especially since in 2003, that's when she was at like the peak of her fame and her popularity. That's when she really got popular. And she wasn't really into that whole scene, apparently. And they would just use Melissa to like, I don't know, get rid of the paparazzi or whatever, like confuse the paparazzi basically and make them think it was her. And so the whole theory is that her record company thinks that, no, people think that her record company basically just used Melissa after Avril committed in 2003. Because in 2003, her grandpa had passed away, who she was really close with. And they kind of wanted to capitalize off her because she was so, like, popular. So they decided to just use Melissa. Because if you see pictures of them, like, side to side, they look really, like, similar. Like, actually, they could be twins.
Okay, but where do they get these clones from? Like, that's what I want to know.
I know, right?
How do they find these?
Like, casting calls? I don't freaking know. But I want to find my clothes. That's probably how. But they look so freaking like alike. It's actually scary.
So does that mean like doppelgangers are real?
I know. Oh,
yeah. But the thing is with that, like, how do you find someone that looks exactly?
Like, there's so many people.
I know, but I want to meet everyone that looks like
me too.
Yeah. That would be like really scary.
No, I think it would be cool. Okay. So, yes. People believe that she was replaced in 2003 because they noticed just like a shift in a lot of things revolving her. Like, Melissa wasn't really. Because Avril, she had like the image of like being like a tomboy and all that. And Melissa was kind of the opposite. Right, but right. Yeah, yeah, she was more girly.
Right.
And people started to see like a shift in between like 2004 to 2005 in like her like appearance and everything. Like, her handwriting and signature changed, her vocals changed. People noticed like the moles and freckles on her arm were shifting. But like that, I don't know. I feel like moles and freckles can shift.
Mm-hmm. But can they?
Yeah, so they can.
I never knew that.
No, she still makes music now.
She still makes music now?
Yeah, but people think it's just Melissa. Because Melissa can sing. But just not like. But not
people
like.
Do
people
know who Melissa is, though?
Yeah.
Like, is Melissa like a separate person? They're like, oh, like, we're gonna swap them, like, but one didn't agree.
Yeah, people knew that they would use a body double for Melissa to be like out in the public and get like
where'd
paparazzi.
They get the name Melissa from?
Oh,
no, so they just ended up using her for life. Then.
Yeah, so that's but it. How they like, know her name?
Like, so she's just a cash cow.
Oh, you're right. Oh,
wow. How they know her name? If
I don't know, it was just a big thing that there's a picture of Avril Lavigne with like
they would call her like. Avril II.
Avril the second.
Avril the second. There's a picture of Avril just like posing, but like the word Melissa is just written on her hand.
What?
Which is so weird.
That's crazy.
And people noticed that like her nose was a little different,
right.
And like her the inner corner of Avril's eye had like a rounded slope, like it was like inwards, and Melissa didn't have that, and they noticed in pictures like. Where's the rounded slope? It's not there.
Right. Plastic surgery? Rhinoplasty? Right.
Yes. True. For her eyes?
Maybe. Makeup?
Yeah. My brother
changing.
Got surgery for his eyes.
Lace it?
Huh? Right.
Lace it?
I think so.
Oh, that's expensive.
Oh. And, and like... We need to censor you.
Cuss words.
My favorite person will be beep.
Literally,
yes, inappropriate.
Yeah.
But in like interviews, Avril would be like how she doesn't really like pink and frilly stuff. She doesn't like any of that girly
and
stuff.
Melissa was wearing.
Yeah, and then after 2003, you see her in so many like frilly things, skirts, dresses. Right. She got a pink streak in her hair.
That's right. Funny though.
I don't like to say this, but like, to play devil's advocate, I hate when people say that. But like when
like people some can change. Their style to
I wasn't a pink girl growing up, but now I'm a pink girl.
Like, maybe like, to reach a wider audience.
For example,
like I didn't like pink growing up, but now I love pink.
You know what I mean? One is Miley Cyrus.
Her whole image changed, but I think that's also like the time period.
Mm-hmm. And she wanted to really get out of. Wanted to get out of the whole Disney
the grills, the tins, everything. Red lipstick.
Change your persona.
The Disney, like Disney,
look more
then
adults,
now.
I suppose.
Yes, I love those.
I know, like a lot of actors and stuff have like
PTSD from being.
And
stay tuned for next episode.
The last point is that her best friend Evan.
No, we were talking. She was saying how we should talk about like Disney on the next.
Anyways. My last point is that her best friend Evan stopped hanging out with her after 2004, and he
even
her best friend Evan.
Her best friend Evan.
Edwin.
No.
Evan.
And he wrote a song called "The Best Years of Our Lives," and like here's a quote: "We had the best years of our lives, but you and I would never be the same. September took me by surprise."
It's kind of sus.
A new guy named Evan.
What happened in September?
No, literally. So yeah, that's pretty much it.
So yeah, my theory is very similar to Lissette, but instead of Avril Lavigne, it is Paul McCartney, the founding member of the Beatles. Now,
the Beatles.
Yes, right. Classic. Very
Beatles.
That's so very, you know, inspirational band. You know, proposed a lot of music out there. Started even the genre of metal too.
Right.
No, but the theory is that apparently one of the members, that being Paul McCartney, apparently died in a car crash, and the Beatles and their studio members basically hired a person who looks very similar to Paul McCartney. Yes. The theory goes that on November 9th, 1966...
That's the day before my birthday.
Wow.
Oh my god.
Wow. All right. Paul McCartney was tragically killed in a car crash on his way home from walking on the Sgt. Pepper Lonely Hearts Club album. The Beatles wanted to save their fans from the heart. Listen, for the listeners, I have a speech impediment, so don't please.
Bully.
I mean, you can bully. Why not, you know? Okay. All right. Let's get back on track in here. All right. And dealing with the loss of their bandmates, decided to conceal the truth, perhaps not by choice, and replace Paul with the winner of a Paul McCartney lookalike contest.
Maybe that's why they're
from as you know, they're from Liverpool.
But how do they know that it was a doppelganger? Was there any shifts in the appearance?
Now, this whole theory got, well, this is around, what, 1966? So the theory got big around 1969.
Right.
Because Paul McCartney has been in car crashes too, actually. So, yeah. Unlucky guy. But thankfully, he's quite alive. I mean, he's, what, the Beatles are... Well, there's only two members, are there? Ringo and Paul are still living.
Yeah, so, Paul's yeah. Like
that we know of.
He's like 81 years old now.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yes. And the lookalikes were William Campbell or Billy Shears. In the years following the tragic incident, the remaining Beatles were racked with the guilt and began leaving clues and messagings with their songs and materials to communicate the truth to their fans.
So they were trying to subliminally tell their fans that he died.
Yes.
So like, was he a good singer?
Yeah, I was just
well, apparently so, because he sound not only did he look very similar,
but he sounded very similar.
And sing.
That's his song.
Okay. Please not. As a Paul McCartney fan, that's his worst song.
They were playing that at my job. So on repeat.
I know. Oh, singer.
Solo moment.
Hold on, literally.
It's a mission.
Y'all know that scene right. in the Sing movie where the elephant's just like singing and they're like, ooh.
It's Mina.
So yeah, speaking of the article, apparently the whole theory got pretty big once the article came out.
And furthermore, following the release of the article, a caller to Detroit radio station, WKNR-FM, informed DJ Russ Gibb of the rumor live on air, interviewed Gibb, and other callers spent the remainder of the show discussing the rumor and its collusion. Several other radio stations in New York area began to pick up the rumor in the weeks following, including WABC, whose audience during the discussion in the early hours of 21st October 1969, of course, that's the breakup really popular, spread across 38 U.S. states. Okay. Before long, before long, the rumor became known all over the world, and popular music, biggest conspiracy theory, became forever famous. So, yeah, the reason why you said earlier on, you know, no one, you know, knew names, mainly because the whole theory became pretty famous before the whole, like, you know, look-alike contest happened. Yeah, happened. Right. Wow. So.
So, like, they couldn't find, like, any difference? Did they see any difference?
Well, it was pretty hard because I believe in the 1960s, this is when Beatles stopped touring. So the fans couldn't really knew or know the difference.
And also, like, could have, like, the black and white photos had a
thing they like that? They had color.
Of course.
Then later on, they did have color in the late 60s.
They do have some black and white photos, though.
Yes, they do. However, before, presumably, if this theory is true, this would mean that Paul would have been, you know, live on air, or, you know, would be on stage before his car crash. And this is where he was, this is where the Beatles was with the fans, of course.
Right.
Where they were doing, you know, panels and stuff like that, you know, and shows. And,
Yeah.
Wow.
But they quit, went to India to get inspiration, and made one of the best albums of all time, actually.
And that is?
Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
I guess we have to tune in next.
Of course, the White Album is also pretty good. White Album is pretty good, you know.
Imagine, like, imagine there's a rumor that you are just replaced, but it's just you.
I'd be trying so hard to show... Like, it's me, guys, it's me.
No, I'd feed into it. I'm a troll. I would be like, well, I slipped up. This is not my life.
Bye.
I'm going to say something completely
wrong.
My name
is... Oh, no. My name is actually...
Exactly.
My name is...
Sorry,
guys. All right. My name is actually Bianca.
Yeah.
So, furthermore, on the whole, you know, communication to fans, another popular point of discussion surrounding the conspiracy is that of the Abbey Road album cover, where Paul pictured walking barefoot and out of step with the other Beatles. Now,
like that, some, yeah, the one where they the classic, like going the opposite way.
Yeah. Actually, no, they're all walking the same way, but he's actually barefoot. And in the article, it says, in some cultures, the dead are buried without their shoes. And some fans... Some fans have understood the album cover to be morbid symbolism of funeral procession. With John's white suit embodying the color of mourning in some Eastern religions... George Denham's symbolizing the gravedigger and Ringo's black suit bring traditional funeral wear. Although an interesting theory, the reality is a lot more plausible. Paul can be seen in other photographs taken during the shoot wearing sandals, and according to witnesses, kicked them off because they were uncomfortable. All right? Yeah. And furthermore, there's also a lot of like other symbols and clues in other albums. For example, in the Sgt. Pepper Lonely Hearts Club album, if you turn it around, you'll see all the four Beatles are looking at you. However, actually, no, sorry, all three of the Beatles are looking at you. However, Paul is looking backwards. And so,
I wonder who he's looking at.
Well, it's a red wall somewhere. Yeah.
But who?
Who? I don't know, maybe his wife.
Oh,
you know?
Right.
What was that? His wife?
Well,
I was never honest. I just saw him lowering down, and I was like, oh.
I want to do
from
that.
The records, I don't think his wife has ever been questioned this whole theory, I believe so.
Really?
Yeah. Weird, right? Oh, look at that. Encore.
Oh, girl. They can't hear that.
Wait, what am I looking at?
What is that?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, look at that. Look at that. Don't let just me down. So, guys, what did you think of the whole theory, you know?
I think it was good.
Interesting.
Yeah. It makes me wonder.
I kind of low-key believe it, but I
find
it funny,
Paul?
Like, how some
when he made that song with Kanye West, I was really confused. But then I was like, oh.
Like, people notice the change in her artist, but, like, with your artist, some people...
I think it's just like a,
I suppose
me, one of those interesting ones.
Yeah, well, he's older, of course, now.
Well, yeah, older, but he just looks the same.
I guess it also helps that he's aged, so, like, people can't really tell if he looks
different. Now they can't tell,
they can't tell because of age differences, wrinkles. I guess. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's hiding all of his connections with his wrinkles. So, I have one of the last series, guys.
All right.
And it's called The 27 Club.
Ooh.
Has anyone heard of the 27 Club?
No!
Tell me what you've heard about the 27 Club.
Okay, it's just a very, very long list of celebrities who have died at 27 years old. And something else, a lot of them were found with, like, white lighters in their pockets.
Right. Frank Ocean had a little reference to that.
Like, apparently it's very bad luck to have a white lighter, guys, so don't.
Like, my dad has one.
I mean,
I'm not even joking.
Time to throw it out.
Fuck, I just got one. Oh,
wait,
you just got one.
Shit,
bullocks.
And it's gonna go.
What's he saying?
It's gonna go in the garbage.
Crap,
yeah.
Get a pink one.
Yeah, but the 27 Club is literally Hollywood's most notorious and most deadly club. It's not an actual official club, but it's just a little conspiracy theory that people thought of, like, in the beginning of the 70s, because they saw a lot of, like, metal and rock stars dying at, like, the same time at the same age. Mm-hmm. So, like, a few artists that are like that, this was, like, in the 90s, but we have Kurt Cobain from Nirvana.
Love him.
We have Amy Winehouse. I love Amy.
Respect her.
Jean-Michel Basquiat. He's not an artist as in, like, music, but he's an artist like a painter.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Jimi Hendrix, Jim Morrison from The Doors.
Oh my God.
Janis Joplin, Dave Alexander from The Stooges.
It's a really, really long list. If you check on Wikipedia,
there are
it goes
more.
On and
there
on
are way
on.
More.
It's so
and,
lot.
Like, Mac Miller's not a part of those, but he did say in one of his songs, I'll read the lyric out, "To everyone who sell me drugs, don't mix it with that BS. I'm hoping not to join the 27 Club." Mm-hmm. And he died at 26
people
from
think
drug overdose.
That Lil Uzi's gonna be part of it, because you know.
Yeah, way. And I actually was gonna say that, like, Lil Uzi is over the age of 27 now.
Oh,
so
he
said himself, like a bunch of times that he thought he was gonna join, but then on his 27th birthday, he wasn't dead. So people were like, "Okay, he's fine."
Okay, he's fine.
But then there's an there's I don't know. Hold on. Does anyone know how old Lil Uzi is?
Hey, Siri. Oh, wait. Someone else do it. Hey, user.
How old is Lil Uzi?
He's 28 on the dot.
Yeah, oh, shoot.
Yeah, so he passed already. But
I wonder how old's Trippy. I feel like he would join.
But I think he would join.
I was like,
yeah, but Juice WRLD. People thought that he was gonna join it, but he like joined a different club, I guess, earlier. Juice WRLD.
That's how he died.
Oh yeah.
He was like 21, I think.
Oh really? Yeah.
He died really early.
He died at 21.
Juice WRLD, I think.
Yeah. He just came in.
I'm not making it past 21, or like he did. I don't know if I'm gonna make it past 21.
Yeah.
Right. I think there was like
Those are definitely.
Really? Yeah, people thought, okay, that's another thing. People thought Doja Cat, that is crazy. People thought that it was going to happen to her because people, like, I don't know if anyone's seen, like, her recent, like, concept shift, but, like, she went from that Moo little concept,
Moo,
the little, like, quirky,
the
little quirky, like, scene, and now she's, like, people think that she's demonic because, like, and her new album, Scarlet, it's, like, a spider. But then, like, I don't know if anyone saw this. I saw this personally. But, like, on my Apple Music, all of her albums are, like, washed in, like, red wash.
Right?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Like,
she changed the cover for
and everybody, like, people
that?
Of, like, all different religions. It's not just, like, Christian people or, like, one type of person. It's, like, everyone's, like, collectively, like, oh, like, she's demonic. Like,
it's
which is
like
crazy. And she, like,
she
kind of feeds into it.
Yeah,
she feeds into it. She, like, I don't know if anyone saw her, like, little, like, Schiaparelli, like, diamonds on her face. She had, like,
oh,
a
yeah,
red,
yeah.
like,
oh, yeah.
whole get-up thing.
I guess she just wanted to
say her music. She had, like, double horns.
Where my demons at?
Oh, my God.
Siri, how old is Lil Nas X?
25.
24.
Oh,
that's crazy to say.
That's
crazy to say.
That music video.
Did you just say he's going?
He's going.
That is crazy to say.
Wait, what?
I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, that's why they cursed him out for saying he's God's favorite.
Remember the shoe?
Oh, yeah, the Nike shoe with the blood in it.
That was absolutely...
Wait, what do you
have? I don't think there was actual blood. Yeah, he came out with
the shoe.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, the
real blood?
Yeah, it was real blood. And they, like, recalled it because people were like, oh, my gosh, like, this is demonic. I'm not buying from Nike, blah, blah, blah.
And then I think Nike made a
bottle shoe. He had a collab with Mischief and Nike.
Yeah.
He had a collab.
And he was, like, endorsing it. And people were like, oh, like, you can't do that, blah, blah, blah.
It was apparently his...
Yeah.
How do you take it on the internet?
Whole thing, whatever.
You are on the internet.
I'm so behind.
Bye. But yeah, I feel like a lot of people think that celebrity fame also has to do with the devil, like signing.
Girl?
That's actually perfect timing. Like, there's, I forgot to say this in the beginning, but there was an artist back in, I think, the 1930s, Robert Johnson. He's, like, renowned as the father of blues and rock.
Oh, yeah.
And he was the first person or first sighting of someone that did a deal with the devil. And he famously talked about going to a crossroads near his house and making a deal with the devil so that he could have the talent of playing the guitar. And suddenly he, the banjo.
I don't know why I thought it was the banjo.
And suddenly, like, he knew how to play the guitar. Like, he said that before, like, when he was younger, people did not like how he played the guitar. He could not play. He did not have any musical talent. But then after he did that, he knew how to do it.
I heard he sucked before.
Yeah, he said that his dad said that he sucked and stopped. I just feel like,
I don't know, that fuels
a lot of, like, the 27 Club and the devil, like, worshipping.
Did anything happen to him?
He died.
Oh. Well, did, yeah, he did it.
He died at 27.
Oh, hold on.
He was, like, the start of it, but then people started catching on, like, when everyone was dying. Like, when Kurt Cobain died, everyone was like, whoa, 27 Club. Like, it was just, like, this big thing, and people were like, oh, my gosh, he died. And then, of course, Amy Winehouse died, like, years later, and they were, like, connecting the dots. Kurt Cobain. Suicide. They said it was suicide. It was ruled a suicide, but
shotgun.
A gun was pointed to his head, but he was intoxicated.
Okay, understandable. All right.
Yeah, and people think that Courtney Love has something to do with it, because she is a little weird.
Who's that?
His wife.
Yeah.
And she's still alive, but people think she's crazy. Yeah, but what do you guys think of that whole devil worshipping thing? Like, I personally think that it's like
I'm scared.
I believe Robert Johnson's story. Like, I think that's a real thing, but like. I don't know how, like, because the way that it was described with his biography was that he met an actual devil and that the devil had horns. But then there are also some people that say that the devil is, like, it looks like whatever you want it to look like.
Yeah.
And it's, like, everything you've ever dreamed of. Not really, like, something that looks scary, but something that you want. And you just, like, have to succumb to whatever it's offering to you because you want it so bad. I mean, like, I don't know.
Honestly, I think it's full baloney, you know?
Oh,
and, no, I,
no, go yeah, ahead. No, no, it's your opinion. Listen, go ahead.
Most of these young men had drug problems, you know? And it was due to stress. And, which, if you think about it, stress is the real devil.
Oh.
Mic drop.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, people believe the whole Illuminati thing. The Illuminati, all the music videos.
Epstein?
Oh,
is it?
Oh, really? we're going there?
Whose name isn't on the list?
No, yeah, I thought I loved Naomi, but girl, why is your name on there? Like,
on the
why is George Lucas on there?
That,
George
like,
Lucas, great of Star Wars.
Small interactions with him, apparently. Yeah. And then there's people that are there because they went to the island. Like, they were so, like, it's very hard to tell.
Oh, that's a good question.
Is Steve Hawking really there?
Probably. It's sort of. I heard Jim Carrey's on the list, too.
Oh, I believe that.
I believe it.
But apparently it was for financial reasons.
I believe that. That whole 25 thing, like you're over 25.
Right, girl.
Oh!
For real?
Oh, that's too close to my age.
I know, literally.
He dated someone that was born in 2004.
Oh, that's not!
He's gonna start dating 06's guys. That's actually scary.
That's crazy.
Oh, no.
Then it's tied into, like, the power of the Illuminati. You think so?
Yeah,
the celebrities, like...
I don't like it, but
it's also, like, a demon, like... Yeah, like, kind of basically, like, I feel like I believe it because, like, a lot of, like, influencers and, like, role models, like, for example, Beyonce or, like, Oprah Winfrey have, like, a lot of influence on people.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, they will use their platform to, like, say, like, Doja Cat, they will use their platform to, like, produce, like,
the devil's work.
Right. And indoctrinate people.
I also noticed, like, another thing with Illuminati, like, people, like, celebrities, when they take pictures for, like, magazines, especially Time magazine, they have, like, a triangle at their eye.
Or, like, oh, yeah. I love ID magazine, but they always do.
They cover their eye. They cover their eye for, like, to kind of, like, symbolize.
The Eye of Providence.
I just thought they were trying to look cool.
Yeah.
Bruh.
No, like Lady Gaga was.
Yeah, to like just
oh my God,
it. Yeah, no, a lot of people. Even said like Michael Jackson, like that's why he like died. He was like trying to expose the Illuminati.
Yeah,
like,
oh,
I
want to
know
what.
I heard that the Man in the Mirror song was about him talking to the devil.
Really?
I heard, yeah.
No, but didn't he get like have a case against him for child thing?
But apparently they went deeper and like apparently they said that the kid like mother was trying to get money.
Oh.
Billie Jean.
it's a lot of information up in the air, and the problem is there's no really clear like answer, and that's the biggest issue. And that's why we're having this.
But what about Gravity Falls? They had like hidden symbols and like growing
they
up.
They did.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a teenage.
What was the main character?
He was the eye. Like,
yeah,
he was the eye.
My mom did not
I love that show.
Me too. I was just rewatching
it. I feel like that show was, like, showing, like, trying to expose the industry.
Yeah.
Really?
In a way. And, like, they had, like, hidden messages, especially, like, The Whisper, if you play Backdraft.
There's so many Easter eggs in the show.
What do you think three letters back mean, though?
I don't know, I have no idea. I was on YouTube, and people were doing the MJ sightings at his own funeral and stuff.
What?
You know, like, on YouTube in, like, 2012, people would post, like, MJ spotted at his own funeral.
Why would he
or, like,
be
Tupac
own
on
funeral?
An island? Like, what are you talking about? I never knew if
that's
that was
scary.
But, like, you know, you never know.
You know, if we're talking about media and trying to showcase the weird world of Hollywood and, you know, like, cults, basically, then I think it's pretty fair up to bring up Eyes Wide Shut, which dealt into an aspect of, like, the Illuminati, you know? In the movie, of course, Tom Cruise goes into this like weird like club where everyone in there has masks and robes, basically.
Yeah, it's like a cult.
That scares
me. It's like a cult. It's like they want to gain influence over people.
It's
and
like Squid Games. That thing scares me because I feel like
what?
That would actually happen in today's society.
It probably would.
Like people with money have
society.
So much power.
The dystopian society where the celebs and like people that have a lot of money is just like taking over. Like
no, but they have so much power already.
Yeah,
about
they can
get away with so much stuff.
Oh yeah, they have too much power.
Reminds me
of.
I feel like that ties into like what kids is watching now. You see how they're like influencing
oh
kids
my God,
at such a young age.
Yeah.
I hate these things that kids are watching.
Oh,
yeah.
The Sephora kids now.
Oh my God,
the drunk elephant kids. I was playing with silly bands and slime.
Slime.
Like,
slime.
Why
yeah.
are you playing with
yeah, I was playing with Lego.
Oh, I love Legos.
Yeah. Too pricey nowadays, right?
No,
no
like,
they are.
The Death Star thing is like so much money. It's like hundreds of dollars.
And the flowers.
Lord of the Rings said it's like $500.
I feel like what's happening. I feel like what's happening. The world is becoming so corrupted. Like that's why it's just like all of this is just happening. Like everything that's being aired out about like Oprah and like all like people that's like higher up. It's just all coming to light.
There's no good famous people.
No,
what about Ken Reeves?
Any good famous people?
I haven't heard that much about him.
The good famous people is people that we heard for like a year and then disappeared.
Yep.
Yeah.
But LeBron. LeBron's great. Sure, buddy. Sure.
Actually, I've seen some.
But
like,
he has.
Actually,
some,
yeah.
Speaking
I've
of,
seen
of,
the, like, you know his
Star
Wars? Like, before the game, like, he'd be like doing some. Yeah, that's like the spreading of ashes and stuff. I've seen like a video of people like explaining it.
Really?
What do you
like,
wait? What? What's spreading?
Like before,
like,
game
starts,
before
a game
he
starts,
he gets a bunch of chalk and just like tosses it over here.
Yeah.
That
sounds so funny.
Yeah,
he like drives it in his hand and just
yeah,
throws it up in the air.
The question is, why does he need the chalk?
Wait, it's chalk?
Yeah.
They use
the
chalk for like grip.
Yeah.
Like on their hands.
But why does he throw it up?
But no, like he does
like
a like before the game he does like a bunch of symbols on
like a lot of players have their own like signature. That's his.
Maybe
so
it's
we can just say that like they're just doing stuff to like make their money, have their money, keep their money.
Yes.
Making deals and stuff. I think that's just money's the root of all evil.
That's what they say.
Yep. Amen.
I think we should leave
it. Nah, I disagree. I like money. I don't agree with that.
I like think money. We should leave our podcast there.
There's so much more to talk about, but we can talk about it later.
Yeah. At the end of the day, we're all here.
We're real people.
We're real people.
We're here for you. Let's get it.
Just kidding.
Hope you enjoyed.
Thanks for all of us to come around here.
Stay tuned for next episode, guys.
Make sure to follow us at Merle Pier Pod on Instagram.
Yup.
And make sure that you're tuned in for the.
Oops, sorry.
I need to
Okay, guys, do you want to say bye?
Bye! Love you!